The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What the fuck is going on?
So much internalized fat phobia, self-objectification and racism and all of the things.
Shut up.
Misogyny.
Holy shit.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Wool Norma.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and Schwam of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busses, husses, and ya hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 Flexing on all you be. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to 2901. Make sure that you hit the thumbs up button. We're live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Today is Accountability Monday, so you know what that means. That means awesome accountability posts from the Swole fam. And of course, some brand new releases. Some of y'all like to call it Merch Monday. We call it Accountability Monday. You can call it whatever the hell you like. All I know is we are going to drop it all on you, and it's going to be fire. Looking forward to it. So let's get the nut busted open. We're going to get started right away. Drop in the comments what you're smashing today. Make sure you check out all the links in the description. Hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you go to SwoleNormousX.com and join the Swole fam today. Summer Swole specials are live over at SwoleNormousX.com. And of course, you can go and save 20% off new releases over at PapaSwolio.com, because we got some new releases. We got some new merch. And we got a lot of stuff going on. So check all the links, hit the thumbs up button, like, subscribe, share with your friends. We'll take some questions if they come in, so you could drop them, hashtag AskPapaSwolio. Not the priority today, but I do want to make sure we get to some questions, especially if you have program questions or member questions. Now is a good time to ask. Let's get into it. Are you ready? Beaches, are you ready? Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
It's all right. I know I'm muted. I said there's no Swole Fam card. There's no Swole Fam card. We didn't put it in there. But it is a Swole Fam card. So hashtag Swole Fam. We'll give it away to one of you amazing people. Probably one of the accountability posts. So make sure that you drop the hashtag Swole Fam in the comments down below. Now let's get into today's first Swole Fam post. I ask every single Sunday, what are you promising yourself to work on? How are you going to execute on that? Aaron says, I will be continuing the 90-day dash and focusing on my mindfulness pillar this week. As the end of the semester nears, I know and feel my mindfulness need increasing. I may have to insert mindfulness meditations in the middle of the day and at bedtime, so that'll be my focus this week. Good night. Amanda says, now that it's warm outside, I am prioritizing walking my dog for recovery days. So I will lift at the gym for 4 days instead of my usual overkill of six, and I will be outside with my dog either walking or hiking for longer times the other 3 days. I prioritized leash training him in the past week, so now there's no excuse like I can't stand walking with him when he pulls the entire time. We have such a huge property that I don't think about walking my dog, but now that I've trained him, I take him on hikes, realize that the bonding is something he craves. He's a Brittany, so affection and bonding is very important for this breed. He's a Brittany? Oh, is that a type of dog? Anyway, when you're walking, if he's pulling, you got to do the get a prong collar that you can hook it to your martingale collar, so you have two collars on the dog. And you just need to make sure that he trails you so he knows where you're going. And that usually you just have to pivot, turn, and do those 180 turns when you're walking. And then he starts paying more attention to you when because then he doesn't know where you're going. So the prong collar is actually kind of like mother's teeth and guides the dog. Their necks are very, very strong. So that little tug is going to lead your dog to trailing a little bit further behind you and keeping an eye on you in his peripheral. So little dog training tidbit for those of you that might have dogs pulling on a leash. So Jennifer says, I've been cleared to work out after my gallbladder removal surgery, promising myself to work out 3 times this week to start getting back into the swing of things. I will set out my workout clothes and shoes in my room so they're ready to go when I get up and my workout area is ready to go the night before, so I don't have to spend extra time setting up. Very cool. Good plans. Joe says, work situation is pretty chaotic, increasing brain gains from 5 to 10 minutes. First thing when I get to work before my swollen 7 mobility. Good man. Laura says, my legs. I always work my legs twice a week, but this week I'm going hard on them. Just keep in mind, working your legs twice a week, more isn't necessarily better. Some people train their legs 3 times a week. I see people post about that. I train my legs 3 times a week. I can't imagine that they're training their legs worth a shit if you're training your legs 3 days a week. So just remember, you know, 2 is probably the absolute max, depending on how much volume and what areas of your legs you're hitting. Just keep in mind that more isn't necessarily better. Hard is important, but the intensity, which is the output, but also how much volume you do overall in the week is very important. You got to make sure you're recovering from that. Good stuff. Mark says, I've noticed my sleep has been a little off lately, so I'm promising myself to work on developing better sleep habits. I will set alarms on my phone an hour before I go to sleep to let myself know it's downtime. So no phone, no laptop, nothing with the screen, and just use the time to either read or meditate, and set another alarm which lets me know it's time to go to sleep. As long as the alarms are not like jarring and they're not jacking you up, and make sure you use something different. Something subtle, something gentle. A lot of people use alarms for things like that, but just keep in mind that can also activate your sympathetic nervous system. It's kind of, if you use the alarm that you normally use to wake up in the morning to go to work, it might give you some kind of, you know, elevated heart rate. You might get like, you kind of get that. Remember from the old school alarms, maybe when you're getting up for high school, you hear that alarm again, you start to get like flashbacks. Let's see. Okay, Melissa says, moving into week 3 of swole season. Very nice. Week 3 wow. Of swole season for the second time, and it's definitely kicking my ass. Last week, I challenged myself to do more brain gains daily and will continue that this week. My main goal is to not be so hard on myself when I feel like I need an extra recovery day. The high volume of swole season is something I respect and need to give myself more recovery after a few days of intense lifts back-to-back. Thanks for everything, Papa and fam. Hashtag swole for life. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Keep in mind that swole season is more volume because it's more of, I would say, more entry level. You're not going quite as much to fit. You're not really necessarily going to absolute failure. It's a good on-ramp. It's a good on-ramp to maximum swole or to higher intensity training. So it's a good program. You got to find what works best for you with your rest periods. That's why we have different programs. So that's the most important thing to understand, is that your recovery is going to be on your basis. It's very individual. So you have to make sure that you are recovering. The most important thing is, if you are recovering from workout to workout, you're making progress, then it's working. And then if it stops, you know, if you start hitting a wall psychologically or physically, then you kind of adjust and you map to that. Nancy says, "Hey, Papa, I'm realizing that I need recovery and mobility several times per week for my leg with the replaced knee. Leg day was great yesterday, but today I'm feeling it and I need to take care of it. Tonight is PT exercises, massage, sauna, and tomorrow is max swole upper body. Looks like I'm going to have a schedule of at least 2 days rest, maybe three between leg days. On those days, my intention is to do my PT exercise and foam roll at night to keep the IT band from tightening up. Nutrition is tightened up and gym routine back on track from 3 months of PT. So now to just keep everything running smoothly." And keep in mind that if you have a knee that you had issues with, you have to treat the other one like it's injured too. So if you have an injured leg, you have to treat both of them like they're injured, because you start to bias towards the opposite leg. So if it's your right knee and that right leg is bothering you, the left knee is going to start taking its toll. You're going to be leaning on it subconsciously more. You might be turning and twisting and walking differently. Just keep that in mind. So do your PT exercise on the non-injured leg, because both sides and the glutes and stuff, usually there's a big compensation pattern. So just keep that in mind. Yoga is great for it. Rihanna says, "This week is consistency pillar focused. I need to stay consistent with my 2.5 liters of water that I set for myself a few weeks ago, my water goal, as I've been good with it so far, but I know I can slide off a few weeks in. Sticking with the 90-day dash as well this week, doing week three, which feeds into consistency, and I'm going to be consistent with walks as well by doing at least 3 walks Monday through Wednesday, since it's supposed to be warmer and overcast. If I get to more later in the week, awesome, but I'll do at least those days." Well done, Rihanna. And last but not least, Riley saying, "Promising to do 30 minutes of yoga Monday and Wednesday and Friday this week during my lunch break." That's legit. Good stuff. We got D's Nuts in the comments. "Can I still buy P3SX or did I miss it? JK, already got mine ordered." Oh, come on. The Signature Series is done. It's 2901. It's 2901. P3S10. P3S10 is a distant memory already. It's a distant memory. No one even thinks about P3S10 anymore. It's just poof, out of sight, out of mind. You got P3S9 on the way. P3S10 is going to be nonsense. P3S10 is going to be nonsensical. And then you have episode 300. So P3S11 is going to be on 3000. So missed a 3000. It's old news. No one talks about P3S10 anymore. Let's get the Tainty Man. We need a swole card. We're going to do a standard swole fam card, because the Falcon didn't want to do the card. Well, I said do the swole fam card, and I don't know where we put it, because I did it and I thought it was in the nut. Oh, maybe it's behind the monitor. Did you put it behind the monitor, Freddy? I see it right there. Freddy, what am I supposed to do with it back there? How does that help me? If it's not in the nut, how does that help anyone? How does that help anyone? You're just being part of the problem, Freddy. You know what? I'll tell you what. If you're not nice, I am going to give the swole card job to church. I'm going to give the swole card job to church. Aww. I think church can handle it. What do you guys think? You guys think church can do it? Maybe church will do it. You want to take it over, churchy? Freddy's being... he's not happy. Maybe the Tainty Man will do it. Tainty Man's kind of sleeping right now. No one's happy. No one's happy in this place, but we got our swole card. So very nice. Very nice. It's right there. I literally see it right there. I see it right over here. Just made another one. It's all good. All right. Hashtag Swole Fam. We'll give that away at the end of today's episode. Matt says, I've never seen that dog do anything but sleep. I know. But he only does that when he's in here. If I call his name, Rufus, come. He doesn't listen to anything. I think his eyes kind of moved. But he knows it's nonsense. He just ignores unless... Yeah, they just tuck up. They just know. All right, daddy's going to yell for an hour. Daddy's gonna yell for an hour, and then we'll get some beef. That'd be cute. A little paw print. That'd be cute. Maybe we should do that. Just ink it a little bit. Oh, that's so cute. So cute. Who wants some new releases, fam? Are you ready? It's Monday, so we're doing new releases. We're doing these awesome Swole Fam posts. Let's get into it. If you have a question, you can drop in the chat.
What's in the box?
Hashtag Ask Papa Solio. First release. Ooh. I'm just going to zoom in. I don't know if anyone saw the text, but why don't you guess? What do you think that is? We got three new releases. We got new yoga. We got new merch. Very exciting day. It's Monday, April 15th. It's a great day. No, we're not doing two cards. Never, ever, ever going two cards on a show. Never two cards. What do we got here? What does that look like? Something edible. Something edible. Sweet potato. Sweet potato. Well, I'll tell you what, Cerny, that is correct. We have our first recipe of the day is cinnamon mashed sweet potatoes. All right. Cerny, correct. Correct. Cinnamon mashed sweet potatoes. Cinnamon mashed sweet potatoes. All right. Not bad. Not bad. Interesting. Interesting. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Let's see what we got here. Oops. Ooh, what do we got? Some of you probably get this one already. This one seems like a pretty easy one. Pretty easy one here, I think. Pretty easy. Carrots? No, it's definitely not carrots. We definitely don't want carrots. Cerny is on fire. Cerny says shrimp, and Cerny is correct. I just think of Billy Madison. You are correct. Spanish garlic shrimp. Spanish garlic shrimp. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so we got some shrimp. We got some sweet potatoes. All right, nothing that I'm burying my face in yet. Nothing that I'm burying my face in yet. I'm assuming this one is going to be that. And if you look at the screen right now, if you're watching what I'm watching, it pretty much is. I don't even have to give that away. It is smoked brisket burnt ends. Ooh, some gorillas. That looks delicious. Oh, yeah. Smoked brisket burnt ends. Oh, I like that. Burnt ends. They don't look burnt.
What's your name, fat body?
All right. Smoked brisket, burnt ends, Spanish garlic shrimp, and cinnamon mashed sweet taters. Not bad. Not bad. Very nice. Okay, we got the Swole Studio. We got some rotating classes, some appetizers for those members out there. So Swole Studio... If you have access to the Swole Studio, these are the rotating featured classes for the week. So check it out. Drum roll.
What's in the box?
Featured yoga class in the Swole Studio. Level 2 heart openers. We also have Swollen 7 mobility round 12. And total body preheat number 1. So in the Swole Studio, and if you have... We've been offering various types of memberships. Lately, we've only had exclusively the unlimited membership available for Swole Enormous X members. But the Swole Studio, some of you have memberships that focus on the Swole Studio. You get rotating classes. So if you're an unlimited member, which is what's available right now to join the Swole Fam with, these are kind of like you get the menu and you have the appetizers. So there's 400 yoga classes and mobility classes and meditation. There's a lot in there. There's a lot to sort through and workouts. So if you just want something, I want to do something today. What's a great workout I can do? We feature these and then you can go into those appropriate sections and find more. So if you like the yoga class, you can go into the yoga studio and do more of those yoga classes. If you like Swollen 7 Mobility round 12, well, guess what? We got 11 other rounds of that that you're going to enjoy. So you can go and check the other ones. Level 2 heart openers, definitely a more challenging class, but you could also do a level 1 heart opener. And there's many other different classes that focus on back bending and things like that. So excellent classes in the Swole studio. Check it out, swolenormousx.com if you're not a member. And if you are, go to your Swole Studio section and check it out. All right, we have... We got two more releases. All right, so we have... And if there's any questions, we'll get into a couple things. But if none pop up, we got two more things, and then we are on the way to go back to the gym, make some sick fucking gains. So today, we have a yoga class, and we have new merch. Yoga class and new merch. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? New yoga.
What's in the box?
New yoga class, people. Are you ready? Morning flow. See what I mean about having a lot of different classes? All right, Morning Flow number 7 Express class. So if you like Morning Flow, you have 7 classes. 7 Express Morning Flow classes. We have so many classes, we're doing series of 7 with some of these. So Morning Flow number 7 Express class. The best part about this is if you go to the updates tab, it will take you right to the latest releases. So you don't have to go searching. If you log in, go to the updates tab. But this is the best part about the yoga studio inside Swolenormous X, is that when you find a class that you like, you could try this right away. You don't have to do the first 6 before you do the 7th one, but you could do Morning Flow 7. I loved Morning Flow number 7. We'll try number 6, try number 5, try number 4, try number 3, try number 2. We have 6 other ones. And of course, these are just the Morning Flow Express classes. We have full-length Morning Flows. We have so many different classes. And of course, that's what happens when you release a new class, at least one class a week. We have so many over the years, and it's just getting more and more. So absolutely epic value to join the fam today. It's unparalleled. Morning Flow number 7 Express with Alex. Great class. Go and check it out right now. All right, who's ready for merch? Come on now. Let's get a little America. Who's ready for merch? You know.
I am the danger.
All right, we got new merch. It's just in time. Looks great. Came out pretty sweet. It's always hard to see these images. We need to get a big zoomed in picture. Very simple design. Very simple design, but it's super clean. I love it. Who's ready? Who's ready for new merch? Let's do what's in the box.
What's in the box?
Some of you probably have seen, I don't know. I mean, I've read all the Dune books. I don't know how many of you have read the books. I know people freak out over the movies and stuff like that, but that just is like a small fraction. I think both movies have gone through like 15% of the books. So I don't know if any of you have watched. I haven't seen the second Dune yet. They're fine. I just don't care that much about watching, you know, new movies as much anymore. I will see it eventually. But I do love the Dune series. The books were great. I've read them all. And the movies, the first one was really good. So if you're a Dune fan, you know that the sandworm, the god of Arrakis is Shai Hulud. Well, now we have the new god of Arrakis. It is Swolio Hulud. So brand new merch. Papa Swolio riding that sandworm. I'll try to zoom in. It might get a little blurry on the image, but you can see the form. Look at the bicep flex. Anchored in properly. Locked in. Papa Swolio riding that sandworm. If you're a Dune fan, you's going to like that design. Very simple. Very simple. Image only. Straightforward, make some sick fucking gains. It fucking cracks me up. Riding that sandworm. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Look at those gains. Good form, Papa Swolio. Good form, me. Good form, fantasy world me, sci-fi me. Who needs a respirator? Who needs water? Who needs body filtration? Who needs moisture retention? Who needs that? just absolute shirts out, nips out. Everyone's all huddled up, covered up because they want to, you know, every ounce of water, every drop of water, every drop of water. Nothing to spare. Well, fuck that shit. I'm going nips out, rocking hard. Dehydration be damned. Dehydration be damned. Natty Knight says, read them or listen to them? No. I read the books. I would never listen to a book like that. I don't know how people listen to books like that. No way. I'll listen to nonfiction books. But if it's like sci-fi and stuff, I'm not listening to that shit. But I'll listen to information. I'm not going to listen to that kind of stuff. All right, so brand new release, love it. Excellent. Golf clap. 20% off all new releases. So the site-wide specials are gone. If you're a member, you know, you get big discounts on any new release or any merch on the site. But of course, if you are not a member, you get 20% off all new releases. So go check it out. Use code DAILYSWOLE for 10% off the entire site. If you're listening to the show, code DAILYSWOLE will get you 10% off site-wide, anytime, anywhere. Always 10% off if you use code DAILYSWOLE. So fam, any questions? That was a nice round. We got awesome new merch. I love the color. I love the color on, it looks great on the mug too. Looks great on the mug, looks great on the red shirt. There's a lot of cool colors I'm sure that'll look great on. So check it all out, papaswolio.com, new release, Swolio Hulud, the god of Arrakis. I am the worm rider. That's right. I said I ride the worm. Goddamn right.
Because
nips out, of course. Fam, let's give away today's Swole card. Are you ready for a Swole card giveaway? Hashtag Swole fam. A lot of you dropped it already. Let's give this card away. Are you ready? All right, today's swole card is going to our very own Nancy. Congratulations! I love it. I love the Accountability Mondays. I love the posts. I love the responses. Fam, make sure that you keep on answering that text message. Even if you didn't get to it yesterday, you can still answer it today. We'll get to some more for tomorrow. But Nancy, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, swolecard 2901 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. Focus on that. This is a little bit of a struggle, obviously, with your replaced knee, making sure that you are focusing more time on recovery and mobility. That's a humbling thing to recognize. And of course, it might not be the ideal exciting thing to do, but making sure that you don't have pain, making sure that you are working each side of your body properly and correcting all those ailments, it's going to keep you moving forward. And you fall back behind on that and you can have relapses with injuries or maybe something else goes on or worse. So as long as you are making sure that you are focusing on the analytical aspect of your training. So PT, exercise, massage, sauna, all that stuff. Very good. Love it. Love to hear it. Thanks for being here. And let's nut this beach. Falcon, take us away. We'll have a great rest of your Monday. Go to the fucking gym. All those releases are now available in the updates tab. Log into your account and go to the updates tab and it will take you right to it. Happy Monday, beaches. Time to go make some gains.
fiction is good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
Big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Lieutenant Dang.
What is a best move to silence a woman?
I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
How shall we fuck off, O'Lord?
Oh, the church got stuck. Oh, church is stuck. Church is stuck. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, fam. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you. Happy Monday. Again, join the fam, SwollenArmadsX.com. Get access to all of our training, all of our programs, all of our yoga meditation. I'm telling you, it's not just, oh, a little yoga, a little meditation. We have hundreds and hundreds of classes, everything that you can ever want. We're always adding more stuff, and we're always developing X to make it better for all of you. So go and stay focused, follow those seven pillars, and make sure that you are working on those 1% improvements. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for Tainty Tuesday. Peace, McGee, Deuce, McGoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 oh.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.